Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with the one and only Ben Penrod, the founder of AwesomeCon, which returns to Washington, D.C. March 30th through April 1st. Hey, Ben, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me.
What year are we in now?
This is the sixth year for AwesomeCon in Washington, D.C.
All right, and you're obviously the founder, so how did you actually, if you can take me back 6 years, how did you actually decide to start this? Did you go to, you know, the big deal, that you know, Comic-Con a bunch, and then you said, you know, D.C. needs one, or you know, how did you get it started?
Yeah, so I used to just sell comic books at other Comic-Cons, so I had, you know, I'd been to the one in San Diego and New York and Baltimore and Charlotte and Orlando. I'd done all that stuff, and there wasn't a big Comic-Con in Washington, D.C., and so... You know, I figured, why not start one? I went to the convention center, and we, for the very first year in 2013, we rented a pretty small space that is now just our video game room, and that was the whole con in 2013. And so now we take up just about the whole convention center.
That's so great. So give us a sense of how much, I mean, you kind of alluded to it right there, but what other ways has it grown over those 6 years? Attendance? Do you have actual attendance numbers off the top of your head?
Yeah, so in 2013, we had just over 7,000 attendees, and we kept, you know, we grew a little bit every year. Well, we grew a lot some years, and then in last year, in 2017, we have over 70,000 people. So, So we had grown by 10 times the attendance in just 5 years. That was really really good. The city of D.C. and the people in the D.C. metro area and all the geeks and nerds and fans really showed up for us last year and over the past few years.
Well, we love it, at least here at TOP, because you guys bring some big names to town. I mean, I think Sean Astin popped in studio a couple years ago for AwesomeCon. William Shatner joined us one time because he was here 1 year. And so we love it for that front. But what are some of the guests we have in the lineup this year?
Okay, so this year, for the first time ever, we've actually got some really big Star Wars guests, which is something we hadn't done a whole lot of in the past. But we've got John Boyega, who's Finn from the new Star Wars films. And as far as I know, this is the first time any convention in the entire North America, United States, whatever, has gotten one of the main stars from the new Star Wars films to be at their convention. So this is a really, really big deal.
How did you get John Boyega? I mean, that's like you're saying, that's he's hot right now. How did you actually land him?
So we were very lucky that the show falls within dates that he's not filming a movie or doing a promotional tour for some other movie, and we you know, we reached out to his agency, and you know, we renegotiated and did all of the fun hard work that people don't see behind the scenes, and you know, it was a lot of work to make sure that you know, they knew that we were you know, a legitimate big convention that is, you know, worthy of something, you know, for him to do, since he doesn't do a lot of these things. Actually, he's never done anything like this before. So, it was a lot of work just to kind of go back and forth with them and make sure that awesome. That they were really comfortable with us.
Cool. And speaking of Star Wars, don't we also have one of the guy that's slowly taking over the role of Chewbacca?
Yeah, so we've got, I'm going to butcher his name, I believe it's Yunus Suotomo, and he's actually Chewbacca now, so he's Chewbacca in, he did some of the Chewbacca work in The Force Awakens, and I believe he did all of the Chewbacca work in The Last Jedi and Solo, the new Han Solo film that's coming out in May, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and we've also got Jeremy Bullock, who is Boba Fett in the original trilogy, so that's also a fan favorite character.
That's awesome. Let's say pivoting out of Star Wars, aside from Star Wars, there's a couple people from Boy Meets World as well.
Yeah, so we've got Ben Savage, Ryder Strong, and Will Friedle, who are kind of the three main boys from Boy Meets World, and that's such a huge deal. Nobody's ever had all three of them together at one convention before. Actually, I think this is Ben Savage's first convention also. And the response we've gotten for these guys is just outrageous. And the fans that Boy Meets World still has 20 years later is just amazing.
Well, there you go. See, they can answer any of your Topanga questions. It's crazy that the legions of fans that still exist for that. And then let's say if we have some professional wrestling fans, we got to explain a couple of those guys who are also actors now too.
Yeah, so we've got from WWE, we've got The New Day coming in. So those are the some of the top names in WWE right now. Xavier Woods, Big E, and Kofi Kingston. So that's a big deal. But we've also got Dave Bautista, who is former WWE champion multiple times. I'm a huge wrestling fan, so this is a really big deal for me. But he's also probably at this point better known for being in Guardians of the Galaxy. He's Drax in Guardians of the Galaxy. We've also got Michael Rooker and Sean Gunn, who are also in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Also, Christian from Edge and Christian fam.
Yeah, so we've got Christian, Tommy Dreamer, and the Hurricane, also other wrestlers that are going to be at Awesome Con.
That's so crazy. Well, you mentioned Batista in Guardians of the Galaxy. If you took the whole ragtag group of Star-Lord, if you took Batista's Guardians of the Galaxy and put him up against Batista's evolution of Triple H, Ric Flair, Orton, and Batista, who would win, sir?
Oh, man, so that's tough because, I'm a big wrestling fan. I don't think that the wrestlers have any superpowers, but I wouldn't put it past Ric Flair to find a way to win.
he'd put Star-Lord in the figure four, I think. It'd be game over. I like talking with the fellow wrestling fans. So no, thanks for indulging me on that one. how exactly? Let's say some of our listeners maybe they've heard of Awesome Con, but they've never gotten their butts down to the convention center. Explain sort of how it works. Like if they're not even sure how one of these conventions works. Explain like what they see when they walk in. Are there booths? Are there autographs? Explain sort of the deal.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a Disney World for nerds and for fans. So. You got to buy your ticket, and then you come to the convention center, you get your badge, and you go down to the exhibit hall, and it's just, there's just booths everywhere you can see, and they're all either promoting different cool things, or they're selling things. We've got DC Comics promoting some of their new stuff for the summer. We've got, we've got people selling t-shirts, like every nerdy t-shirt you could possibly imagine. We've got people selling comic books, obviously, and then as you walk through the room, you start seeing more artists who are selling stuff that they created, whether it's paintings or digital art or sculptures or it could be anything. It's just such a it's such a cool environment for the artists and stuff. And then you keep walking a little bit further and you see all the celebrities and they're signing autographs, they're doing photo ops, and it's the most fun vibe you can possibly have. Everybody's just there to have fun and kind of celebrate their love for pop culture and comics and TV and film and superheroes. And if you had gone to see Black Panther in the past few weeks, you got a taste of that kind of vibe at the movie theater where everybody's just so happy to be there and to see the film. And that's the vibe we really cultivate at Awesome Con. And it's just for me, it's just such a fun and positive environment to be in. And, I just love being there and just kind of soaking it up. And this is, any convention I travel to, I love just soaking up that positive atmosphere.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for taking the time to join us. You've been generous with your time. I guess sort of in closing, give us the particulars here. Like, how can we get tickets? How much do they cost? That sort of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So it is, you can go to awesomecon.com and the tickets are on the website, and as well as all the other information about the con, how to get there and what to do when you're there. It's March 30th, 31st, and April 1st, so we're a little bit more than 2 weeks away as we're recording this. And, tickets start at $35 for a single-day admission, $75 for a three-day admission, and then we've got some cool VIP passes that start at $150. But even if you can only come for one day, you'll have a blast. And there's so much more than you can possibly do in one day. So you'll have a full fun day, and then you'll want to come back the next day.
That's great. Do you have, you yourself, as the founder of this thing, do you have a most memorable moment over the 6 years where you were kind of transported as a kid? I mean, I'm sure it happens every year, but is there one that stands out and you're like, you're the child in you comes out and you're just geeking out that you're standing next to, you know, so-and-so?
Oh, yeah. So I think meeting Adam West was was a big deal for me. He was really funny. He's got he had a very dry, sarcastic humor, and that was just amazing to have a conversation with Adam West, who I grew up watching him on TV, and now I'm having a conversation with him about just business stuff, and not necessarily I'm inside, I'm geeking out, but on the outside I'm playing it really cool.
That's awesome. Well, our listeners can have their own similar experience if they come out. AwesomeCon for 3 days, March 30th, 31st, and April 1st. Thanks so much for taking the time, Ben. This is great.
No problem. Thanks a lot.